Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
I mean, if Dylan is a character, I'm sure he could shoot lightning out of his ass.
In these trees, and I just catch him just in the nick of time, see him start dropping the deuce.
No, I actually know, and you guys are probably going to laugh at this.
We'd never laugh at you.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I wanted to be a basketball player.
I don't know what the fuck they were, Dylan. I don't know what they were used for.
That'd be amazing if it was an insect holder.
And I didn't realize it was him, and like I looked over and I'm like sitting next to him. I'm like, oh man, I'm sitting next to Pitbull. And he's like, hey man, or whatever he does.
P.S. I've attached a picture of myself in the shower so you can check me out.
Hi, welcome to episode 40 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
Jim.
And I'm drunk. I mean, Dylan.
Drunk Dylan? Uh-oh. I think we're in for a wild ride tonight.
Maybe.
Mr. Toad's wild ride?
Maybe.
Maybe. We're also 40. We're over the hill.
Yeah, man.
We're almost to my age.
This podcast is getting old.
We're almost completely live, all three of us in the same room. Well, two-thirds of us, anyway.
What do you mean, Mike?
Well, I'm hanging out in lovely Boardman, Ohio with Jim tonight.
Hell yeah.
How are you?
Yeah. I had a work trip in the area, and Jim and I went out to dinner, and we decided to record a podcast with you, with two out of the three of us in the same room.
Three of you?
Two out of the three of us in the same room.
Oh, okay.
Like I said.
Clean the cat, though.
You know what happens when you cut two-thirds of Jim's barbecue together?
What's that?
Get the party started.
Hell yeah.
It doesn't sound like much of a party.
Oh, it's a party.
Well, it you know what? Must be nice. Must be nice.
It is nice, man.
It's an all-expense-paid trip for Mike to hang out with me.
Yeah.
Here I am in good old rainy-ass New Jersey by myself.
So, yeah, I mean, we went out to dinner. We went to Primanti Brothers last night. We went to...
Did you go with your beautiful wife?
No, I didn't. Unfortunately,
Liz, beautiful gym.
Unfortunately, Liz is in Rochester working, and... So, yeah, I went with my beautiful Jim to Primanti Brothers. And then tonight it was kind of funny. We went to, what's the place called? Susie's Dogs and Drafts. And the food was really good. I liked the hot dogs I had. They were delicious. But the drafts part was kind of apparently optional there.
Lacking.
As half of the beers that they had on draft were missing.
Yeah, you sent me the picture group chat, and I just was like, holy shit.
Yeah, and then I tried to order one that actually wasn't marked out, and they said that one wasn't available either.
Oh, damn.
So they gave me a beer for free.
Oh, that's kind of cool. What'd you get for free?
They wouldn't tell me. It was it was an IPA. It was either a Dogfish 60 Minute or Trogs Hop Knife, but they didn't tell me which one it was.
Oh, wow.
It was delicious. It was good.
Oh, either one of those are good beers, so...
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was just hysterical. It was like, okay, the drafts is in the name of your restaurant, and you're missing, like, no better than two-thirds of your taps are empty.
Yeah.
And basically their excuse was, well, we had a busy weekend. It's like,
we had okay. I mean, I guess, like, that is, you know, Thanksgiving weekend is a pretty, well, it's more like the night before is the really busy weekend for Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
Because I went out the night before Thanksgiving. I closed with work. It's fucking, what are you laughing about?
You?
Nothing.
You're laughing about something.
Your story, go on.
I went out Wednesday night with some coworkers because we were just like, oh, it was the day before Thanksgiving. It was so busy. We're just going to go out and have a beer and then go home. And we go into the bar, like, local to the town that I work in, and it is bumping with everybody that is from Ridgewood, New Jersey. I mean, everybody is there. I walk in, no problem. Two of my coworkers walk in, no problem. And my friend Danny just goes, yeah, I ain't fucking sticking around for this shit. And my coworker Chris, who's like 30, 32 or something like that, couldn't get in because his license expired the day before.
How does that change his age?
It doesn't, but normally they would just let him in because he's a regular, but there was a cop there, so they wouldn't let him in. So I am there by myself, and everyone's leaving, and I'm about to leave, and I see two of my, like, you know, best friends, Ben and Marcy, and my friend Marcy's sister, Jenna, and I'm just like, holy shit, and I'm like, well, I guess I'm staying here, and I wound up staying there for, like, I don't know, like an hour or so. My friend Christina was there, we were just hanging out, and then we wound Christina.
Oh.
And then we wound up going back to my hometown, Midland Park, of which Jim is familiar with. But Mike's not, because he never visits.
I was going to say, I think that needs to be a priority for us for next year.
Oh, to come visit me?
To go to Midland Park and do a live episode.
Oh, well, there's not much going on in Midland Park, but we'll go do some other shit.
We're not going to record a live episode?
Oh, we're definitely going to record a live episode.
All right. But before we get too far into this whole discussion, as always, you can like us on Facebook.
I wasn't even done with the story, but it's okay, Mike.
What? No, we weren't listening anyway. It's cool.
What's that?
No, I was just like, I wasn't done yet, but it's okay, Mike.
It sounded
like you were done. You had a great time on Thanksgiving Eve, and you go on. I mean, if you want to keep going, go on.
No, it's okay. We got to get this started.
Oh, my God, dude. Just keep going. Stop. Get your panties out of a wad.
Yeah, could be in a Dylan.
No, I'm just busting your chop. I mean, we just wound up going to the bar out in my town, and it was up to like 3 o'clock in the morning the night before Thanksgiving. Oh. Was not intending it, and
oh boy. Okay, well don't forget to like us on Facebook. If you can look past Dylan and his drunkenness, don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And definitely love us on Instagram and Twitter if you follow us at jimsbbqpod.com.
You can also email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com or get the episodes fresh from the grill, so to speak, at www.jimsbbqpod.com.
I just want to point out that Dylan just literally said that our Twitter and Instagram was jimsbbqpod.com.
Oh, damn it.
So, if you want our Twitter or Instagram, it's at JimsBBQPod.
Not at JimsBBQPod.com.
That's cool, Dylan. I don't think anybody wants it.
And I think they
do. Go ahead.
I was just simply saying, I think they do.
They might. They certainly liked last episode, that's for certain.
You should get mugged more often, dude.
Yeah.
You know what? If anything, everyone should be writing in emails and being like, what a Sarge Dylan is. This week.
Well, and don't forget, if you want to subscribe to our podcast and you use an Apple product, go out to iTunes and just seek us out.
Not sure why you'd want to fucking use a shitty ass Apple product, but if you use a real thing like an Android, you can go to our webpage and subscribe to the RSS feed or plug it into one of your favorite podcast viewers.
You can, and it's funny because I actually just set that up for my dad.
Yeah.
To subscribe to the podcast.
Through an Android?
Through an Android device, yeah. Yes. It was really simple. So, you know, by all means, if you know what, if my dad can subscribe to the podcast, I think anybody can subscribe to the podcast via an Android.
What's your dad's name?
Bud.
Bud. Hey, Bud. If you ever get to this episode and you get to the one episode that Mike didn't want you to hear, we'd like to have you on to discuss that one episode.
The one episode that I didn't want
to hear. And your sister don't want him to hear?
Oh, God.
He'll know if he sees it.
I know for a fact that Bud Crandall will probably listen to this episode and say that that boy Dylan has some problems.
You probably get blamed because...
he probably will question Dylan. If this is the only episode that he listens to, he might go, that boy ain't right.
Well...
So, Dylan, considering that you've clearly been drinking, what are you drinking currently?
I am drinking Founders Brewing Company's Lizard of Cods. Have you heard of this one?
Oh, shit. You know what? I just saw like a thing about this today. Yeah.
Just today?
Just today, actually, yeah.
It's a quaint name.
So why don't you tell us about the beer, Dylan?
Oh, Lizard of Cods, I think, is probably going to get listed in their, the Backstage series?
Yep.
That Founders is pretty well known to do. Every now and again, they bring them back up, for sale. But Lizard of Cause is an imperial stout brewed with blueberries, chocolate, and vanilla aged in bourbon barrels. I'm definitely getting chocolate, a lot of blueberry, a lot of notes from the bourbon barrels. Not too much vanilla, though, but this is a fucking good beer, man. It's just another reminder of why I like Founders so much.
Cool. Jim, what are you drinking?
I'm definitely into it.
I am drinking from my beautiful Crandall, a Sprecher's Hard Cherry Cola, and I gotta say, much to Sprecher's, I don't know, what would you say, my obsession with Sprecher's, they don't cease to, or they don't disappoint. It's very good. It doesn't taste like cough syrup.
I did have a little bit of a sample of it, and it's very heavy on the cherry flavor.
That's probably why I dig it.
But otherwise, it's pretty damn good.
What are you drinking, Mike?
I am drinking Dogfish Head's Beer for Breakfast Stout.
Oh.
Oh.
Which it's a stout tricked out with all sorts of breakfast ingredients.
What's that special stuff in it that's like made from donkey nuts and...
Yep, exactly. Huge notes of coffee in the nose give way to sweet, smoky, and savory flavors in the flavor. It's an ale brewed with scrapple, spices, coffee, and maple syrup.
Ooh, and then that it says sounds lovely. Added. I'm actually very bummed out that I missed out on that.
Do you know what scrapple is, Dylan?
Yeah, scrapple's kind of a Jersey thing. It's kind of a Jersey diner thing.
Oh, that's right.
It's like all the it's like all a bunch of shit thrown into a pan together.
Well, I mean, it's like basically like pork trimmings.
Yeah,
they make it into a loaf, and then they slice the loaf off and like pan fry it.
Yeah, but you can make like eggs and stuff like that too.
Well, sure,
it's good stuff.
But in any event, I do get quite a bit of smokiness, a little bit of sweetness from the maple, a little bit of coffee. It's very well rounded.
So, Mike, is it better than Flying Fish's pork roll porter?
I don't know because I haven't had that.
Oh, I thought you did at some point.
No,
I did, and I thought that one was pretty good. It wasn't amazing, but it was definitely good. This sounds pretty good, though. I'm kind of bummed I missed out on buying a 4-pack.
I'm bummed out that you missed out on that.
I'm bummed out that you're bummed out and Dylan's not here.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I was there. But we can make it like I was there.
We'll try. So you had a pretty good Thanksgiving holiday, Dylan?
I did. We had a nice, successful day at work. Exceeded sales. And then I didn't have to work on Thanksgiving, which was wonderful. And closed the night after. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I closed 2 days after. The day after Thanksgiving, I had my Friendsgiving, and I got ridiculously drunk, but had a wonderful time with my friends here in the stinky state of New Jersey, and then closed Saturday and had Sunday off. And I went to go see the new Disney movie, which I thought was really good.
Yeah.
What was that, Mona?
Moana? Yeah, Moana was really great. I thought it was a fucking really great movie.
Cool.
Yeah, I want to see it.
You should definitely see it. You should take Victoria to see it. She'll like it.
Jim, do you have a good Thanksgiving holiday?
Yep. For 4 days, I didn't do shit. Except for play video games, hang out with my family, my kid, my nieces.
Did you take a shit?
No, I didn't do a shit thing. Yes, of course I should.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
What about you, Mike?
Yeah, we had a good Thanksgiving. We hosted my family for Thanksgiving dinner, watched some football. Didn't do any Black Friday shopping whatsoever. I was happy about that. Didn't have to deal with that bullshit.
Did you have the traditional Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah. Liz makes a wonderful turkey. We had turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and Sean made cranberry sauce and what the hell else did he make? He made a sweet potato casserole and green beans and yeah. We had Moscow mules. My sister brought over some alcoholic beverages and we had
your
Moscow
sister
mules.
Brought alcoholic beverages?
Yeah.
Get out.
Oh, we've never heard about that kind of a story before.
Yeah. It was great. We had some good beers. Then Sean and I, we went to We went to Jim's favorite Rochester area restaurant the next day, Blue Wolf Bistro.
The place I still haven't been.
Yes.
Irish nachos.
Well, they were doing their special day after Thanksgiving special when they open at 9 a.m. for kegs and eggs.
Kegs and eggs. That sounds wonderful.
It was amazing. They had, just to give you an idea, Dylan, they had 2013 Bourbon County Barley Wine on tap.
Ooh, that's even older than the one that I brought.
They had 2014 Bourbon County Stout, and then 2016 Bourbon County Stout on tap.
That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amongst many, many, many other kegs, and it was just, it was a ridiculous event. Great time. It's funny, though, like, you know, with all of that going on, and then the weekend prior to that, Jim was actually up in the area, and...
that's right, yeah.
He was up at the second annual Fox ProlCon, helping out with our good friend Shad, and it was great to see him again, and we went out to dinner and had some ribs, and one of Jim's favorite folks was there, Dottie.
Oh, yeah.
Dottie Kins Ugly Shirts.
I even got a new shirt.
Yeah.
One that was an unplanned shirt.
Yeah. So it was good. I've seen a lot of Jim lately.
There's never enough Jim to be seen.
Like, you've seen a lot of him online, or have you seen a lot of him?
I think that was a fat joke.
A lot of him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
He was like, why don't you come here and spend the night with me?
And then
that was a creepy voice.
I mean, we're actually gonna see more of each other, all of us.
Very soon.
What, another month and change? We got
like
the
30 odd days.
Yeah.
That's gonna kick ass.
That's gonna
it's
be
really
awesome.
That close. 30 odd. It's like 40 days. Huh?
Yeah.
Holy
less
fuck.
Less than 40.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's coming up so fucking fast. I can't wait. Just
that's
to
crazy.
Get away for a couple weeks and just chillax, you know.
It's going to be the shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Wow. Jim's, I don't know what the hell he's doing.
I just wanted to make sure my passport was where I thought it was.
Wow, he's already getting ready for the trip. He's looking for his passport already, Dylan.
Kathy,
oh,
dark bag!
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. You think he's going to start yelling at Kathy, looking for the passport? He's gonna...
No, you can't yell at Kathy. No more.
Well, we'll probably have, what, maybe another two tree episodes before then?
Two tree?
Yeah.
Plus the episode we do every night on the cruise.
Good luck.
We're going to podcast every single night on the pod, or on the boat?
No.
Dylan's going to be busy.
I have a feeling that me and you, at least one of the nights, won't be able to do anything, probably.
Why is that?
Because we'll be super tired.
Oh. Going to be tired?
Dylan's going to want to go out and party?
Well, I know I'm going to at least get smashed one night, just because I can.
Yeah, that's the only night he's going to get smashed, too.
Who, me?
And then everybody's, oh, no, I got smashed, no.
I don't know. Drinking's not my thing.
Well, you'll be all right.
But you'll be fine. But you know what, Jim, I know you like wine, and I'll bring a good bottle of wine, and we'll drink it.
Okay. Yeah, wine's good stuff.
Yeah.
I'll bring something good.
As a side note, we'll probably totally hit up Total Wine on the one day that we have in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, Mike, we definitely got to do a podcast like that night.
The Friday night or the Thursday night?
One of those nights.
Okay. Why?
I don't know, because we can go out and grab a couple of bombers or something, and we can do an episode at the hotel in Fort Lauderdale.
We could do that. I think there's like a grocery or something right across the street from the hotel.
We'll have to buy some stuff.
We can figure something out.
Ooh, you know what we could do? We can get a growler from Funky Buddha.
We could do that, too. Bear in mind, we have to go pick Paul up like at 11 something at night.
Ooh, sounds good.
All right, Dylan. Well, you know, I gotta say, I mean, we did get quite a bit of feedback on the last episode that we did where you talked about getting mugged and getting the shit beaten out of you, basically, and it was It was an amazing story to hear, but I mean, I think we wouldn't
be doing him justice.
Be doing it justice in case we asked, you know, how are you doing since then?
Well, based on what you've already heard, I'm doing a lot better. You know, I'm more or less, you know, healed up from it. And I had my court date last, not last Thursday, because last Thursday was Thanksgiving. It was Thursday before that.
Right.
And things went pretty well.
Okay.
I guess I'll just tell you guys what happened. So I had to be out at the courthouse in Brooklyn. Not that part of Brooklyn, mind you.
I've been meaning to ask you this, so I keep forgetting, and you brought it up because you said Brooklyn like 8 times. When you go to Brooklyn, does the No Sleep Till Brooklyn song pop in your head?
No, it doesn't.
It will now.
Probably will now.
Okay.
But it doesn't. So anyway, I go out to the courthouse, and I walk in and I check in. They're like, "What's your name?" Give my name. This is my court account number, whatever you want to call it. Like, all right, take a seat over there. There's gonna be a DA. We'll talk to you shortly. And I'm sitting there and I'm reading my Bruce Springsteen book, and I'd periodically just look up. And this was, like, one of the things I took away from being at this courthouse is that fucking everybody at this courthouse is good-looking. Like, the men are good-looking, the women are good-looking, the older people are good-looking, the younger people are good-looking. It was so bizarre. It was like walking into an Armani commercial. I was like, I couldn't deal with the fact that everybody was so attractive at that fucking building.
Okay.
So
did you try and pick up on anybody?
I was just gonna say, did you get some numbers or what's going on?
Well, I didn't, but
somebody else you know did.
Kind of. So then the DA comes up to me and he introduces himself, and we go in the office and in his office. And his office, and I'm not even kidding you, is like he opens up the door and it's this. It looks like a storage closet that got emptied out. You know, of all the other shit. And there's 4 DA, like, desks at this, like, small L-shaped office. It's, like, him, another person, a girl, and another guy.
Jeez.
And I'm sitting there, and he's asking me all these questions, because he has to, like, make a script to go over it when I present myself to the grand jury. And I'm, like, looking around the office periodically, and I notice there's, like, sticky notes hanging down from, like, the top shelf in the office of all, like, the quotes that, you know, like, funny shit that has been said. Like, one of the sticky notes had a note on it that said, why would somebody do something so horrible? Because blah blah is so goddamn adorable, that's why. And it was just weird because that was my attorney's name that was listed on there. I'm like, oh, so they just have fun like regular people in here too. This is so bizarre. Yeah, it was like a weird drama going in there.
How bizarre.
What?
Nothing. The song, how bizarre. Never mind, go on.
So he was just like, oh, I'm going to step out for a moment. And this other DA comes in. He's like, hey, I don't remember his name. He said, who's helping you? I said, oh, he is. He goes, oh, you're in good hands, man. He's great. And I'm like, holy shit. This DA that helped me was like, I don't, like, total nerd, but I was like, dude, you're so good at your job. Like, you're going to be the guy that makes it big here. This dude was so on point with everything he said.
Did it make you want to do him?
No, I just thought he was just, like, a great guy. I was like, holy shit, this guy really cares about what he does. He comes back in, and he said, all right, let's go over our script, and we did. And then he said, all right, I'm going to call the officers to come in, because the officers that were leading the case were at the courthouse too. And they come in and I was like, oh shit. I could not remember what these guys looked like the night of, cause I was not paying attention at all really to that. And they come in, I'm like, oh wow. Holy shit. I actually kind of do remember you guys now. Holy shit. So then we all go outside and I go into the grand jury and I make my statement. You know, we go through the script and I go out. And I'm waiting outside. And then the cops go in. It's the first guy. And then it's the second guy. And then the DA comes out. I said, how did I do? He said, oh, you did great. You said everything perfectly. I only had to go back in one time to clarify something. So we all go back into his office, and he's like, all right, I'm going to go back to the grand jury real quick. And he's there, and we're just kind of sitting there mulling about. He comes back in and says, all right, and he points to one of the officers, says, hey, can you need to go back in for an additional question. He's like, oh, okay. So he goes back in, and the DA stays, and then the other officer comes back in and sits down, and the DA says, hey, what did they want to ask you? And he said, the court wanted to know if I was married or not. And the DA goes, oh, yeah, no, they didn't. The court typist wanted to know if you were married or not. So I start immediately laughing like this. And I didn't know who she was, but I had seen her walking around the office before, or the floor before. And then I walk in and I'm like, oh, it's like the person who logs, you know,
yeah,
like court things, the journal, like, it's not a journalist, but the typist.
The stenographer, you know, or whatever.
Yes, exactly. So apparently she thought this one cop was really good looking and wanted to ask him out on a date and used the grand jury to find out if he was married or not. Which I thought was hilarious, because then he was like, what do I do? And we all started giving him pickup lines, like as a joke.
So, you know, the one issue I see with this whole thing.
What's that?
Is you didn't get the second question about going back in and she wanting to know if you were married or not.
Well, you know.
Wah, wah, wah.
So,
regardless.
Do you want to be an attorney when you grow up now?
Nah, not really.
Okay. So I kind of want
to
be one.
That made me laugh so much.
I want to be one now that you've told that story.
It was so funny. And, you know, because we were all joking. Like, so he said to the DA, what do I say? And the DA is like, I've been with someone for like 10 years and I've been married for 6 out of those 10 years. So don't ask me. I don't have any answer for you. And I just was like, just go up to her and be like, how you doing?
What, were you taking like suggestions from like me?
Yeah, like Joey Tribbiani.
How you doing?
Yeah, like I was joking, obviously. So, but it was just so bizarre that was like what was being talked about in the office. And then like I waited around a little bit more, and he said, "All right, well, basically, here's what's gonna happen." You know, he lined out what was gonna happen over the next like 3 or so weeks, and that's my update for that.
Mm.
So we'll see. I mean, I think the guy's pretty screwed. He has like 3 felonies against him. So
boom, shakalaka.
But if he testifies innocent, I'll have to go back to court. So that'll suck.
When you go in there, will you be like, "Yes, it is true, Your Honor. This man has no dick."
I would love to walk in there and do that.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Of course I do.
Okay, I'm just not sure because you fucking haven't seen 3/4 of the movies in the world.
But I've seen Ghostbusters.
You should have. It came out in 1984.
I've seen it. I've seen it on VHS multiple times, and I've seen it in the theaters.
I've seen it.
So that's my update for, you know, Cold Case with Dylan.
Well, I'm sure all of your fans will have wanted to hear what's been going on.
Henry asked.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure E-Man asked, too.
Sean was he like,
yeah.
Is Dylan a Sarge?
Oh, no, they know that. But yeah, Henry E., Sean, I think Roy even asked.
Roy didn't, he messaged me a while ago about something else, though.
Probably want to know if you're single.
Maybe. You know what hat I'm wearing right now?
Are you wearing your cabbie hat?
No.
That'd be really weird, because one of the things I discovered, you know, like, when you were up in Rochester, what was that, last month?
Yeah.
When we went to the market, you bought, like, one of those cabbie-style hats?
Yeah.
So, I come down here, and I go out to dinner last night with Jim and Kathy.
Was he wearing one?
Jim bought a cabbie hat.
Mike says it makes me look old, like an old dago.
I never said that. I said, you got a hat just like Dylan. You guys are like twins or something.
He said that, too, but he said I look old like an old dago.
It's like, I never said that. It's like an
like an old what?
Danny DeVito kind of twins type thing, except different.
Like an old what?
Old dago.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? What are you saying wow for?
That's not a culturally appropriate term.
Not at all.
What, Dago?
And I didn't
no,
say that.
No, stop.
Hey, what happened when the Dago got a flat tire?
I don't want to know.
It went wop, 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 wop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what a wop is?
Yes, I know what a... Yes.
Okay. I'm Italian. I'm allowed to say it.
Yeah, all right, fine. I guess that's your justification.
Even my uncle said it. They're all 100% Italian, and they're like, you look like an old Dago.
Stop!
That's what we always called each other when I was growing up. All the Italians called each other Dago.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The question that's running through my mind is how the hell am I going to edit this shit?
You don't need to edit that out.
Fine. Do what you want.
What? I don't think it's derogatory at all. The Italians so all called each other Dagos.
You know, I don't remember, even as offensive as The Sopranos was, I don't remember them once saying that.
Oh, God, that's probably because if they would have, everyone would have been like, oh, my God, they would have been like you. Oh, my God.
I mean, they did have a boat called Stugatz, but...
That's true.
Yeah.
No, I never said what hat I'm wearing right now.
What hat are you wearing, Dylan?
I'm wearing my Fatheads beanie.
Nice. Where'd you get that from?
From you, and I figured I was going to wear it because, you know, you guys are recording. It's kind of close to the last time we recorded the Mike at Jim's House episode, and I was here in New Jersey.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. We're not too far off from when we did our Christmas episode last year.
Yeah, about 2 weeks off, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's amazing that it fell about, almost nearly a year to the day, but, happened to be basically a work trip that kind of fell into my lap, and I was like, man, I'm 20 minutes away from, you know, Jim. I was like, how can I not meet up with him for dinner?
Although, I didn't know what we had, you know, in mind for this episode, but I actually wrote down a couple of topics.
Well, we didn't really have a whole lot on the topic list this evening, so by all means, go for it.
So yeah. Basically, I was just flipping through Facebook, and I saw this post, I guess it's from Billboard Magazine, just named their 10 greatest rappers of all time. All time!
And so this is legit, it's straight up from like something like Billboard.
Yeah, so we're going to start at number 10, and we're going to see what Jim's reaction is, because Jim considers himself an appreciative of rapper and rap
and
hip-hop. I
don't. You guys say I am.
A rapper aficionado, if you
will. No. He considers himself appreciative of rap and hip-hop as a genre, and he definitely does.
Okay.
Except for Suge Knight. That dude's a dick.
Yeah, but he's not on this list, so. All right, but are you ready?
Well, he wasn't a rapper.
All right, you know what, Jim? I'm not even going to bury the lead. Tupac's not even on the list.
Don't even fucking read it.
I'm going to read it to you. You ready?
Not really, if he's not even on it, but go ahead.
You ready to get mad?
Hit me with it.
Number 10, Lil Wayne.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Number 9.
Is this like Kendrick in the last 10 years?
I don't know. Number 9, Kendrick Lamar. Hey, he's awesome. I love Kendrick.
Top 10, though? Come on.
All right, but this is of all time. Number 8, Ghostface Killa.
Wow.
Number 7, Lauryn Hill. Number 6, Andre 3000.
They consider him a rapper?
Number 5, Nas.
Wow.
Number 4, Rakim. Are you ready for this? Number 3, Eminem. Number
why,
2.
Why would I not? That's the only one so far that deserves to be on there.
But at number 3?
Yeah.
Really? You would put him at number 3?
Well, I don't know about number 3. I'm just saying he's the only one deserving about being on the list right now.
All right, number 2, Jay-Z. I like Jay-Z.
He's not a fucking rapper.
He's a good rapper. Number 1, Biggie.
That's such fucking bullshit.
Dude, how can you not include Tupac on that fucking list?
Where's Dre? Where's Tupac? Where's Snoop? Where's Cube?
Q-Tip or... you're talking about Q-Tip, right?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube? What about Q-Tip? Have you listened to the new Tribe Called Quest album? That album fucking rules.
Doesn't make them greatest of all time.
They're pretty fucking awesome, though.
No, they're not bad, but...
What about De La Soul?
Who?
De La Soul?
No.
I love De La Soul.
Dude, what the fuck, man? All right, what do we got? 10 people. 10. Top 10. You got Ice Cube, Snoop, Dre, Pac, Eminem.
All right, you haven't hit 10.
That's 5.
Would you put Eazy-E on there?
I was never a huge Eazy-E fan. Like, I think what Eazy-E did for the industry as a whole, you know, probably him and Dre as a whole for the whole industry, did more for the for rap as a genre slash art form than anybody else. Followed up probably by Cube. Ice-T also. Yeah, Ice-T, 6.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that list.
Mine?
No. The Billboard one.
Billboard's full of shit. They did a hip-hop
list. I don't know how you could exclude Tupac from there. That's crazy.
Trying to, who else, dude? I mean, we consider groups, too. I mean, you got a Cypress Hill.
The Fugees. Well, Lauryn Hill was in the Fugees, right?
No, Cypress Hill.
No. The Fugees.
Oh, no.
Cypress Hill was good.
And I guess if you had to section out Cypress Hill, Be Real was probably the front man. So that's what, 7? Or no, 8? Need 2 more?
Are we talking like all-time rap? I mean, like, I guess like Grandmaster Flash was kind of like the first rap group, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Not the first, but one of the first.
You know what? I got to throw MC Ren on there just for the sheer fact that I think Ren is the most underrated rapper ever. God, leaves me with 1 left.
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice?
No. Although I do enjoy me some Ice, I'd have to say no.
Lil' Kim? Missy Elliott? I'm just pitching names at this point.
You know who I think was awesome and would have been fucking phenomenal and went down in history, so I'm going to throw her on the list. The only female on the list, Lady Rage.
Lady Rage? Okay.
I think she was... Just for the sheer fact that, she, you know, a woman in a male-dominated music area and just the fact that she crushed it, I think she was awesome.
I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about that Billboard list. I think it's a mix of, like, there's some great choices on there, but, like, how can you exclude Tupac?
That's why I said it's, like, it's a hip-hop list. It's not a fucking rap list.
So, yeah, that was just kind of eye-opening to me.
That would be like making a contributions, who made the most contributions to rap, and saying that Shug, Big, and Puffy were the top 3.
That's just fucking laughable. Puffy's not even, but like the Beastie Boys aren't even on that list. And like, yeah, they were white, but they still.
That's why I kind of stayed away from the group thing. That's.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, I love the Beastie Boys, but they totally took something that was not theirs and made it their own, you know? But everyone loved them for it.
Yeah, they,
That's always been my conflict with the Beastie Boys.
What do you mean? Why do you say they took something that wasn't theirs?
It's cultural appropriation.
So, you, like, Eminem, you don't think?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, the Beastie Boys took something that was not traditionally, like, affiliated with white people, but they made it, like, kind of their own... You know, everyone embraced them for what it was. Like, everyone loved them. You know,
Jewish guys from Brooklyn?
Yes, they embraced
the society. I'm kind of shocked by your comment.
They embraced the society that was around them. I mean, they didn't. But I always felt that like hip hop and rap was something that was representative of the culture around it. Those were 3 like pretty well off like Jewish guys from Brooklyn, and they just decided, oh, we're gonna be in a punk band, and now we're gonna be in a hip hop band. That's kind of what I love about it. They blended so many cultures together and created such an amazing like.
Well, the only reason it even ever happened was because it was a joke.
Yeah, but they were so good at what they did. I think that's what was so great about them is that they transcended kind of what they were. You know, there were so many genres of music that loved the Beastie Boys. There's so many people that listen to genres of music that liked the Beastie Boys because they know how to produce music. They knew music when they heard it. That's what I think is so amazing. I'm not putting them down. So that's my opinion on it. Anyway, we can move on to something else now, because I need to hear Mike talk.
Yeah, because I don't have a real horse in the race of the whole rap genre. So, by all means, we can move on from this.
DJ Sheets!
Yo, DJ Sheets is the best. Oh, but Houdini doesn't like him.
Yeah, DJ Sheets isn't doesn't have a fan in Houdini.
Yo, Houdini, shut up. Anyway, so what's up, Mike? What do you want to talk about?
Well, you said you had another topic that you wanted to talk about. So why don't we get into that?
Well, there's sort of like insecurity questions, so we could save them for insecurities if we wanted to.
Okay.
Or we could just get into insecurities right now.
I was just going to say, why don't we just hop right into it then?
All right, Dylan, you ready?
I was born ready.
Jim?
I'm ready.
Ba-da-da-da, insecurities with Dylan, Jim, and Mike. Man. Wow. I think Dylan's lost a lung over that one.
Houdini.
All right, Dylan, what do you got?
Can you do a spot-on impersonation of anybody?
The guy from Family Guy.
Yeah, apparently we right. learned. What the hell is that dude's name?
I don't know.
Jim has a talent of the creepy guy from Family Guy. Jim apparently can do a Herbert imitation that we haven't learned about until 40 episodes into Jim's BBQ podcast.
I'm sure there's other stuff I can do.
Can you do a spot on impersonation of anybody?
I don't think I can.
That's kind of creepy.
How about you, young Dylan?
Have you guys ever seen the show Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Yep.
No.
No?
I have.
Jim has.
You know who Meatwad is?
No.
Uh-huh. Well, my name's Meatwad. I don't know why I'm on this shitty fucking podcast, but I'm just having a boo hoo, and I'm just hanging out. I just want to have a good time. Hang out, y'all.
Would you say that's a good impersonation, Jim?
I'd say that's pretty good. I can do Howie Mandel, too.
Oh, thank you, man. I'm really fly. That's a good impersonation. That's a really brown. Should I talk like this for the rest of the episode?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Mike?
Oh, I'm thinking. There's always one I do at work. Oh, I always do like a Tony the Tiger.
I want to hear it.
Which is, it's pretty simple. I mean, it's just...
It wasn't bad.
Huh?
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, that's all I do, really. That might be my best one.
We are tigers, mighty, mighty tigers.
I got another question here.
Okay, we'll go for it.
Did you ever have teachers say weird shit to you, and or did you ever have weird substitute teachers?
I had a teacher call me mom once.
That's really weird.
What?
Dude, I want to know more about this. Happen?
Come on, that was the Randall from Clerks.
Oh.
Wait, mom? M-O-M?
Yeah. Remember, and he goes, can the chick say some weird shit during sex?
But no, seriously, Jim.
God, I can't really think of anything.
Really?
You must have something, so go ahead.
Well, we had, like, so many weird teachers at my school. And, like, substitute teachers. I think, like, one of the weirdest things that ever happened was during class one time. Like, my English teacher, we were talking about, I don't even remember what the fuck it was. And we were in a classroom that was in the front of the school. So it faced, like, a partial forest that was near a church. And she's talking, and she's just like, yeah, so, and that's the reason why Romeo feels the way about Juliet. And if you read the next passage, and she just looks out the window, and she goes, oh my god, look at the deer! And she just ran to the window, because there was, like, a huge pack of deer, like, running across the front lawn of this church or some shit like that. It was crazy. But we had all these really bizarre... substitute teachers, and I remember we had this one guy named Mr. Boney. Yeah, his name was Mr. Boney. And he was like a permanent substitute teacher, right? Which I'm like, damn, that is like such a depressing job, a permanent substitute teacher. And like, we would have him as a sub for so many classes. Like, it was crazy. Like, he would sub us for health, he would sub us for gym, he would sub us for science, he would sub us for math. It was insane. And I remember one time he was like telling us about like the time that I used to work in a factory, and we used to make hot dogs, and he told us about, like, the processes to make hot dogs, and, like, put them in casings, and we're like, this is disgusting, and, like, at the same time, we were learning about, like, cancer that you could develop in, like, your body from smoking cigarettes, and we, like, turned to a page, and there's this, like, I don't even remember what organ it was, this organ that was, like, affected by cancer that, like, you know, someone took out of their, you know, obviously they were dead, and, like, they took it out of their body and took a picture of it for, like, a science or a health textbook, and he was like, that's what the hot dogs used to look like before we put them in a casing. And we're like, that's disturbing. Why are you telling us this? We're very young. It was very odd.
That whole story was just kind of odd.
Jim, you're probably looking at Mike like, I think Dylan's really weird.
Did you have a boner for Mr. Boney?
No.
I see what you did there.
No, but Mr. Boney was a weird guy. What about you guys?
I'm thinking about this.
I really honestly can't think of anything.
What? No.
He said he couldn't think of anything.
I don't necessarily remember any, like, weird substitute teachers. There was a few, like, permanent teachers that I had that were questionable at best. Like, I remember there was this one woman who would invariably, every day, she would manage to spill coffee all over herself.
That's kind of fun, though.
Yeah. Did she have one of the boys lick it off?
Oh, oh my God.
Wow.
There was another guy that taught government for 1 year, and I think they fired him just because he got so, I don't know what the word is. The students just basically took over the classes that he taught because he was just such a pushover.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was one of those teachers?
He was bad. Like, just really bad.
That sucks.
Was he sexy, though?
No, it was weird because, like, he was so young that he could have passed for a student.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, I mean, early 20s. That's bizarre. It was really strange. Nah, that's about it. That's all I can really think of.
Well, I think it's time for a new insecurities question then from someone else.
All right. Well, on my list, question number 57. Are you a morning or a night person?
Who's going first?
I can go since I don't have an answer for the last one. I'm a night person. Except for when I get tired.
Yeah.
Well, you guys what did know you how say? Cranky I get if Dylan IMs me before 8 a.m.
Oh my
Wait,
God.
What did you say? You cut out for me.
I said I'm a night person unless I get tired. I said, you know how cranky I am when Dylan sends me an IM before 8 o'clock in the morning.
Jim, you're neither one of those. You are cranky in the morning, and you're fucking, like, you're asleep before 10 o'clock on a good night.
I've always been kind of afraid to send a message or anything before, like, say, 9 or 10 a.m.
That's why I stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not why you stopped.
I never messaged you before fucking 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's probably wise.
I stopped doing that, and then you would just be like, hey, I'm up at like 7 in the morning because I'm hanging out with blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, fuck you, Jim.
I can't help it. Blah, blah, blah is cooler than you are.
Wow.
Am I up early? Yes. Do I enjoy being up that early? No. My night person? Not so much anymore. I would say I'm like a mid-afternoon kind of person. Like,
I'm definitely like a morning. I'm kind of both at this point.
I'm like a 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon kind of person.
You know what though? You on the weekend you send me messages at like 6:30 in the morning. I don't wake up until at least 10.
Who, Dylan?
The fucker's up early.
Because it's certainly not me. There's no fucking way I'm up that early.
What? That's fucking crazy. You're fucking doing drugs.
Dude, you wake up early no matter what day it is.
No.
I mean, see, it doesn't bother me any because I never have the volume on my phone.
I swear to God.
So like, you guys send a message. It could be after I go to bed or it could be before I get up. And it don't matter to me because, it, you know, I don't hear it anyway.
Jim, you know what? I only send messages if I honestly feel it's really important. And sometimes, yeah, I have to be really early for work. I mean, I'm lucky that work is like 10 minutes from where I live, 15 at most. But it's like, I do not send messages early because I know you do not like to be bothered.
But you did say recently, I think, that you, even though like you're that far away from work, you still get up like a couple of hours before you actually have to be there.
Me, I wake up 10 minutes before.
I get up 3 hours before I have to be somewhere.
Which, I don't know if that's just ingrained in you, but like me, like I'm like Jim. Like if I had to be there at 11, it would probably be like 10 o'clock, you know, at the latest. Maybe quarter to 10.
Well, because I wake up, I have my coffee, I get ready, you know, I take a shower and all that stuff before I go somewhere.
Well, yeah, I do all that too.
Yeah, but I also like live at home with like my parents, so I have to like deal with their schedule.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe
schedule.
Parents, excuse me.
All right. Well, I think we all kind of answered that one, huh?
And anyway, I told you before, I just started turning down my volume for it at night. That way, if you sent a message, it didn't matter. I just see it when I woke up.
Yeah, and you know what? I stopped sending messages late at night too, and then all of a sudden, it'll be like 1 a.m. and Jim's like, oh, episode is uploaded.
He does it when he does it, you know?
Oh, I can't send messages late at night, huh? But you can send them early in the morning is what I'm hearing.
I don't do that. I stopped doing it.
Why are you getting so angry?
Because I wanted to make your life better.
You do, Dylan, you do make my life better.
I hope so.
Question number 58. What is your favorite hobby?
Oof. Favorite hobby?
Dylan likes to spank the monkey.
I wouldn't say collect beer, but like I do like to share beer with friends. That's a good hobby.
That's a good one.
I would say that's probably my favorite hobby. It's not even one that I do that often. It's just sort of like, you know, like I'll find myself in a circumstance where it's like, oh, I can share some beer with people. I definitely enjoy, you know, doing this. So, other than that, I can't think of too many other things. I mean, like, when I was younger, I would say, like... Whoa. I would say, like, collecting comics, maybe at one point, but now it's mostly just, like, mostly just sharing beer with people and having a good time.
Shush.
That is one bitchy cat.
He's angry.
Why?
I would venture to say that one of your other hobbies might be music, Dylan.
Oh, just like with the amount of shows I went to this year?
Yeah.
But I don't like, I don't buy records, I don't buy CDs, I listen to a lot of stuff on like Spotify and stuff like that, but no, I mean, but I guess, yeah, music would be a hobby, just like enjoying music.
Yeah, that's definitely a hobby of yours.
I am not doing that next year.
No? What,
beer?
No. The amount of concerts I go to, I am not doing that next year. The only time I will go to concerts next year is if I can make it work with my schedule.
And they're in Brooklyn.
No. Or if they're on a weekend, then sure.
Dude, how funny of that would have been if you were like a 7th degree black belt and kicked all their asses.
Dude, I still think how funny it would have been if I just walked down the street and went to the concert.
Okay.
That's what I think. Well, that's
why would that have been like, funny?
Not funny, haha, like funny, like, oh, if I didn't say, oh, I'm going to go to this bar and have a drink and then walk to the show. Because if I just kept walking straight, I would have just gone to the concert.
Just gone to the show, gone about your business.
You know, went to the concert, got inside, had a beer,
yeah.
Spoke to Jay, got in a cab, went to my dad's place. Would have been a normal weekend. That's what I keep thinking. But, you know, what happened, happened. So, it is what it is. Anyway.
Jim, what's your favorite hobby?
Probably video games and music.
It's not hockey jerseys?
Oh, shit, them too.
Wow.
I do love me some hockey jerseys.
I know you do.
That was kind of become just a passion, if a hobby's really even considered that anymore. I like my custom-made Dottiekins ugly shirts.
I know you do.
Yeah. That's definitely, I mean, that's something where I think that was a hobby for her and it's become more of a, you know, from a business to a, or from a hobby to a business, you know? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
that you're able to take something like that and expand upon it into something that, you know, could be something huge. I'd say, I'd say hockey's a bit of a hobby for me, but, you know, like Dylan, I really enjoy music, listening to it, going to see bands. The beer thing, yeah, that's a bit of a hobby, but I have a lot of different little interests and hobbies that I'm into.
I would say one of your favorite hobbies, maybe. Blake, from my perspective, is just conversation.
Yeah?
You're a conversationalist.
Maybe the podcast is my favorite hobby.
Oh, yeah. How can it not be?
I mean, it's a lot of fun, and then, you know, putting it together and, you know, getting everything, you know, going with it and editing the episodes and putting those intros together and, you know, working with Jim and Dylan on, you know, all the aspects of it. You know, it's been fun. Yeah, that's my favorite hobby right now.
It is pretty fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
I wouldn't be doing this right now.
Exactly. I mean, maybe I would have come out and met you and Kathy for dinner, but I probably would have just gone back to the hotel room and
see you guys later.
Watch TV or something, you know?
Watch the new episode of The Flash.
No, probably not. I haven't watched any episodes of The Flash. I would have just been like watching like episodes of Storage Wars or something.
Yep.
Storage Wars. Yep.
Instead, we're doing this, you know?
This is much more enjoyable.
Oh, absolutely.
And Dylan has made my life so much better.
Oh, fuck yeah. How could he not be making your life so much better? I mean, what, like a couple of hours worth of conversation with you guys over, you know, watching some mindless television? I mean, what would you pick?
Yeah, this is a lot more fun.
So one more insecurities question. Question 59.
59.
What is one thing that annoys you the most?
Dylan.
Oh.
Getting woke up by hams in the morning.
Wow.
So Dylan.
What did I say was my pet? Was it earlier tonight? I said something about my pet peeve. Or was it last night while we were eating?
I don't know.
No, I hate if I'm like twisting my neck and I just feel like I'm a muscle snap in my neck. It just sucks and it hurts so much. I also don't enjoy when people argue with me about their total cost at work. That bugs the shit out of me.
Their total cost?
So I'll like ring some. I'll be at work and I'll be like, "All right, your total is $214.16." Oh, really? That seems like a lot. And I'm like already like I have the system set up to like, you know, put the chip in and like you know, do the whole credit card processing. And I'm like, "Oh, that seems like a lot. Can you like cancel the transaction and tell me how much each thing costs?" And I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me? Really? You just bought like 10 bottles of wine." So I have to cancel the transaction. They start fucking rubbernecking like across the counter to look at the register, and they're like, "Oh, what does everything cost?" And I'm just like, "Yo, back the fuck up! Like, let me just fucking tell you, so you can get your fucking white ass rich rubberneck away the fuck from my face."
And do you keep rolling?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, "All right, well, you bought these, they were $10. You bought three of these, they were $15. You bought like two of these, they were $20. Blah 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 blah. Everything adds up to this." And they're like, "Okay, I guess the transaction's correct." And I'm like, "Why the fuck did you make me do this?" And they're like, "Oh, because I wanted to use a different credit card." And I'm like, "You know what? You're a fucking piece of shit." So I guess like my biggest like pet peeve is people. Oh my god, people are literally the fucking worst. Yo, Houdini, shut the fuck up, or I'm about to, like, show up in Ohio and kick your ass.
I think his pet peeve is Houdini.
I think Houdini's pet peeve is me.
I don't think Houdini likes to hear you talk so much.
Yeah, he only cries when you talk.
Yeah. He's probably just wondering where you're at.
I have to agree. I think people suck.
People are fucking terrible.
I think some of the actions of people are pretty damn annoying. Like people at the movie theater.
Houdini lives with, like Jim.
Nice.
Like you guys talk about going to see Rogue One, and I'll do it, but man, I probably will not have a good time if there's any surges in the theater. If there's any surges in the theater, I won't, because it'll ruin the time. I mean, although Liz and I just went to see The Arrival, which, if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend the movie.
I really want to see that. It's really... I just went to go see Moana. I loved it, but I really do want to go see The Arrival. I heard it was really good.
Yeah, it was really fucking good. And it... You know what? It the crowd wasn't too bad. We went...
Arrival, what was it?
It was basically, like, these big, huge spaceships arrive on Earth, like, all over Earth. And, like, it's... basically people interacting with the beings on these large ships and how Earth reacts to them. That's basically what it's about. It's really kind of cool. I mean, it's not by any stretch like a, you know, shoot 'em up, bang 'em up, alien invasion type movie by any
stretch. Is it more like, it's more like 2001, right?
Maybe a little bit, yeah. I mean, I thought
I love 2001. So.
I thought it was really thought provoking. And it very interesting movie. Yeah, you know, just people on social media is probably something that annoys me of late. Like, just the way people act, whether it's, you know, about politics, which Jim and I had a discussion about that earlier today, about just people continuing to go at it about politics, or just all sort of the vague booking of just people just complaining about something, going, but I can't talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it just to draw attention to myself, or the people just so... into how they feel like a television show owes them something. Like, complaining because this episode wasn't what they expected it to be.
You know, Mike, it's actually kind of funny you mentioned that.
That's so damn annoying. It's like, hey, you know what? You're going to keep watching it. You're going to keep liking it. You know, and you got to let this build. If they blew their entire load in one episode, then what would you have? You would just have a movie.
Well, it's so funny you mentioned that, because you know what I did today? I actually followed three people from The Walking Dead. And I don't fucking watch that show, but I like all three people from The Walking Dead. And I followed them on Instagram because I was like, oh, you know what? They post fun pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're all in agreement.
Stephen Yoon, and I followed what's her name, Lauren Graham.
Okay.
And they all post like really fun shit on their Instagram account, and I was like, you know what? This totally warrants a follow. But like, I don't watch that show. I don't like that show. But I like the actors on the show.
Which one's Laura Graham?
Maggie.
Maggie.
The one. Okay. Maggie.
I try and stay a little more positive with stuff, you know. Is there stuff that annoys me? Sure. But you know what? Life's a little too short. You gotta enjoy what you're doing, and you know, that's why I like the previous question about like my favorite hobby, because it's about a lot more positive than negative about what stuff annoys me, you know?
That's a good point.
I hear you.
So we got anything else for tonight, boys?
I don't know. I personally don't right now. Although, you know what? I gotta say, shout outs to Kevin Smith. Pretty awesome picture with Dolly Parton and his mom.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I saw that.
I thought that was pretty cool.
You know what's rather striking is that I read like the caption on the picture that he posted, and he had indicated that he had seen Dolly Parton 3 times this year.
That's crazy.
That's nuts. It's like props to him.
That's insane in the broom brain.
Yeah. Dolly Parton looks good, though. I mean, for her age.
Dolly Parton looks great.
Yeah.
True. But that's just like a touching moment for the Smith family.
Sure.
So good for him. The anti-Sarge of the week.
Sarge?
Wait, are we going into Sarge of the week?
Oh, are we?
I don't know.
Are we going into...
Oh.
Sarge of the week. You know what I love the most? most about that was like the light going crazy on the microphone.
No, did it really?
Yeah.
So who's the Sarge of the Week?
I don't know. I think I'm going to give my vote to Houdini for being such a loudmouth during the recording of this episode.
Wow.
Okay. Houdini's pretty bad. I have a personal Sarge.
Aren't they all personal?
My boss was telling me that my car got towed.
That was fucking funny.
That was pretty funny.
And it turned out that wasn't true. So, is he the Sarge or am I the Sarge?
I'd say you were.
I think I might be the Sarge. So, guess what? I'm the second time runner for being Sarge of the Week.
Jim, yes. What about you? Do you have any Sarges?
Just Dylan for being so fucking angry about my fucking not wanting to be woke up before 8 o'clock.
Come on, that's bullshit.
Come on, man.
Come on.
I think that about wraps us up for episode 40. You believe that? The big 4-0, guys.
I know.
We're over the hill
so fast.
We're just rolling right through these episodes, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
We're rolling up like our tummies are rolling up.
Ooh, my tummy's getting bigger.
We'll probably hit up another episode, another few days, and just keep rolling these suckers out for you.
Until we are on the Jim's BBQ official podcast cruise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, then we'll be rolling out a whole bunch of episodes.
Fatty Boobatty Blunt.
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait. Man.
Hey, if someone can hook me up with a Fatty Boobatty Blunt in Fort Lauderdale, hit me up.
We'll have a couple
If we have some Florida fans and they'd like to hang out.
Yeah, we'll have a...
Hit me up.
They can hook Dylan up and he can hang out.
We'll have a day and a half or so in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, please hook me up.
Just don't get so wasted because I still have to sleep with you. Or share a room with you.
You're going to sleep with Kathy. Whether I actually sleep with you is up for debate.
Oh, that's right. You guys are sharing a room in Fort Lauderdale, aren't you?
I'm looking forward to sharing a room with Dylan.
Yeah, two nights.
Two glorious nights.
I've shared a bedroom with Jim before.
Yeah?
At Dave's?
Yeah, Dave's on the bunk bed.
Yeah.
But you never got your wallet back, eh?
No.
But
That's because Dave took it.
He sleeps with it every night.
Yeah.
He does.
Him and Chris Seymour, man, they trade off nights on it from what I heard.
This was a fun episode, boys. I'm glad that you two are together. I wish I was there, but I'm not. But regardless, always
soon
a good
enough,
time.
Like you said, man. Fort Lauderdale and then on that cruise ship.
No cat.
Houdini won't be there. Houdini's going crazy.
Did Jim just throw the iPad or whatever he's recording
with
at the cat?
No, he's grabbing a squirt bottle.
I bumped the mic.
But, if you want to keep track of all our going-ons of the cruise and everything and any upcoming episodes, you can check us out at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
If you want to follow us live on Instagram or Twitter, you can follow us at JimsBBQPod, not at JimsBBQPod.com. That's the website, but I'll let Jim talk more about that right now.
Or you could send us an email at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com, or get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.JimsBBQPod.com.
And much to Jim's chagrin, you can also go on iTunes and subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of iPods. Or Apple.
Yeah. But we got some people that do that. So, you know, we gotta placate to the masses, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
No! We have emails!
Wow, how long has it been?
I don't know.
We got one from Henry.
An email from Henry Segura. Sent on September 1st, 2016.
Oh, wow.
Keep up the good work, guys. P.S. Dylan is a dick. Ha 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 ha. Henry Segura.
Wow. Fuck you, Henry.
Thanks for the email, Henry.
Thank you, Henry. I love you.
Yep. Yeah, fuck you, Henry.
Oh, and one from the E-Man, which we've read before, but on August 26th, 2016. Why is Dylan such a fucking Sarge? With lots of question marks.
It's a question we'll never be able to answer.
I can answer it right now.
He's drunk?
Nope, I got the answer right for the end right now. You want to hear it?
Not really.
I bet he does.
Who?
You ready for this, E-Man? Hey, E-Man, fuck you. You're the fucking Sarge. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, man. What? How do you say that to one of our faithful listeners?
I'm just going to say that.
Hey, wait a minute. You know what I just realized we haven't been doing? We have not been on a certain somebody's case about being a Sarge.
Chris Seymour,
you can go gladly fuck yourself because you're a fucking Sarge.
There you go.
Wow.
Back to the bottom of the barrel with you. You fucking Sarge.
Hey, E-Man liked one of our tweets, too.
Hey, E-Man, I take back everything I said about you.
Okay, email's cleaned out.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where you don't need teeth to eat our meat.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom. See you guys next time.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. I was definitely not this episode.
What?
It was up to like 3 o'clock in the morning the night before Thanksgiving. Oh. Was not intending it, and beautiful. Beautiful. Do the lead in, Mike. What are you fucking listening to?
What?
What are you listening to? What are you people out in podcast world listening to?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
What are you listening to?
I'm listening to Jim's BBQ.
Are you okay?
Have you been drinking?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
No, I remember I suggested we do this a while back, but I'll be in Jim's position.
Why do you want to be in position with me?
No, like, you'll be in the front, and I'll be in the trunk. I'll be the one that jumps out.
I don't want you in my trunk if I'm up front.
But it's not your trunk. It's the rental van.
I mean, I don't want you in behind me.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks.
Anyway, thank you for listening to Jim's
thank
Barbecue.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thanks for being a friend of Jim's BBQ, where you can find at...
We did all that, dude.
I forgot.
Nice. I think somebody needs to go to sleep. They're tired.
Yep, I agree.
Do you want me to read the closer?
Yep.
All right, Dylan, you sound sorry and tired, so go to bed.
I'm already asleep on the couch.